The year is 2284. It has been 62 years since the toxin event. Humanity is gone. But the Earth still lives. While the cities are quiet and crumbling, roots and vines have come to fill the cracks. The barren streets and deserted lots are flocked by birds, beasts, and something else. They went by many names when there were still tongues to speak them. Golems, automata, simulacra, the last moving testaments to humanity's achievements, and the only sentient witnesses to their fall. Hello? Hello? You can come out. I won't hurt you. I promise. Hell! Why? You scared me. That was... Wow! Are you okay? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to flip out like that. I'm not used to seeing things like, well... you anymore. Hold on. Let me catch my breath. Well, breath. You get it. Okay. Hi. So, what's your name? Oh, well, nice to meet you, Hendrix Industries SE503771. Beep boop. No, I mean your name. What's your name? You... what? You don't have one. Okay, how come? No one named you. But why does that... Never mind. I'm Rena. Nice to meet you. I'm sorry. I'm just really excited. This is great. I can't remember the last time I saw another... you know, another one of us. I don't know. This is so cool. I think I'm pretty rusty at conversation. I could ask you questions, right? I should definitely ask you questions, yes. I can't think of any questions. Oh! What brings you here? This museum is closed today, unfortunately. On account of, you know, the West Wall caving in. Oh. Looking for stuff? Me too. Want a hand? Perfect! I'll be happy to. Give me just 1 minute. I'm helping a bird. Yeah, right over here. Here she is. Hemorus mexicanus. North American house finch. She's gonna be a mum soon, so she's looking for leaves and twigs and stuff to build a nest. Pickings are pretty slim in here, I guess, but I've been helping her look anyway. Isn't she beautiful? I think you two will get along. Nobody ever named her, either. Oh, come on, lighten up. Oh, there she goes. That's okay. She'll be back for more later. You two can introduce yourselves then. Right then, so, what are you looking for? Power cells. Excuse me. Lithium power cells. Right. Yeah, I can't say I've seen any of those laying around. Of course, I haven't really been looking, but... yeah. Oh! Wait! Okay. I do know that there's some kind of power substation in the basement. Some municipal thing. Probably served the whole neighborhood back in the day. That's where I would start. So what do you... Wait! Hey! Wait up! Jeez. All business with you, isn't it? Okay, noted. Yeah, right down here. And here we are. Of course, the power's off, so it's a little difficult to look for itty-bitty power cells. Wow! That's so cool! Look at you, Bright Eyes. You're definitely a newer model than I am. Well, those things will definitely help. Come on, shine some light over here. Let's start in the corner and work our way around. So, lithium cells, huh? Interesting. Not exactly a dime a dozen. What do you need those for? You're running low on power. Like, you are running low. Uh-oh. So, you don't have any kind of solar cell? No. Huh. That's strange. Well, okay. How low are we talking? Are you serious? Yeah, okay. Let's definitely find some power cells as soon as possible. Hurry, right over here. Please. Ew. You're cutting it pretty close, but you seem to be taking it pretty well. The imminent demise is coming, so keep that up. I'm a little bit confused. You've got those cool flashlight eyes, but no solar cell, no backups. That seems a little unusual. What did you do before? Yeah, like before the toxin event. Before the world was like this. You... What? Wait. You were activated after the event. When everything was already falling apart. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Well, yeah, then I guess it makes sense that they left you without the premium features. Those eyes, though. Were you disaster relief? Oh my god. That's... I can't believe that. That's terrible. God, that must have been really, really hard. I can't even imagine. To come to life, see the world for the very first time, and then immediately start picking through the rubble, finding bodies. All that death. Do you want to talk about it? That's okay. We don't have to. But, like, have you ever talked about it? Have you ever had someone to talk about it with? Have you been alone this whole time? For 60 years? Okay, calm down. I'm sorry. I'll drop it. Whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry that happened to you. That this has been your life. It's really messed up. And you don't deserve it. Nobody does. There. That's all. Hey! Look! A generator! And it's still got some juice left. Here, shine some light over here. It'll be easier to look once I get this thing going. Let there be light. that was a line from a book. You probably don't read much. That's okay. Let's keep looking. I really hate to say this, Bright Eyes, but I don't really see anything down here. No power cells, nothing. Hey, whoa, shh. Calm down. Just calm down. It's gonna be okay. It's all gonna be okay. Just shh. Calm down. Boy. So much for handling things well, huh? It's okay. It's gonna be okay. You've still got a few hours left, alright? No need to panic yet. Well, I mean, no. I don't know where else would we find power cells, but... I think I might know what to do. Yeah, I don't have any power cells, but there might be another way to get you some power. Well, no, I'm not 100% sure that it will work, but what other chance do you have? Just trust me, okay? I'll help you, but we have to do something for me first, okay? Okay. Come on, Bright Eyes. We have time. Now then, let's see. I'm hoping this generator powers the elevator. It does! Yes, hop on. We're going all the way up. You know, this actually might have been a bad idea. Suddenly not sure if I trust that generator to get us all the way to the top. Got any more tricks up your sleeve, Bright Eyes? Chainsaw in your head? Blowtorch in your pants? Yeah, I know you don't have pants. That was a joke. Never mind. Anyway, I'm curious about something. Let's say we get you all charged up. What then? Where to next? Okay, so you move on to the next city, you find some more power cells, then what? Uh-huh. But then, what's the goal? What's the point? Staying alive. I see. But have you thought about, I mean, your core won't last forever, will it? It'll break down eventually, and they're not exactly making new ones anymore. So, city to city, looking for more power, that'll have to end someday, won't it? So what then? Is that really how you want to live? Okay. We don't have to talk about that. Sorry. Anyway, here we are. Top floor. After you. This is a bit of a mess. From below, I couldn't really tell how much the roof had caved in. That's not a good sign. It doesn't matter. It has to be around here somewhere. It has to. Come on. You dig through that stuff over there, and I'll start over here. Oh, and did I not tell you what we were looking for? Sorry. It's a little hard to explain. It's flat, square, and colourful. It's very big. You'll know it when you see it, I think. just keep an eye out. You know, this might be a strange thing to say, but this is lovely. Just soft wind, bird songs, the sun pouring through the holes in the walls. It's beautiful. The world didn't used to be like this. You wouldn't really know that, I guess. Or maybe you know, but you never saw it. It was louder. Very busy. Very fast. Back then, this place would have been packed. People crammed together, laughing and pointing and shouting and, I don't know, having an experience together. Or maybe not, actually. Art museums weren't all that popular back then either. But anyway, it was different. It was noisy and stressful and dangerous even. But it was beautiful. It really was. Just a whole lot of life tucked into every corner. And there'll never be anything like that again. But there was never anything like this back then. And this is pretty beautiful too. Wonder if... Wait, what's... That's... Yes! Yes, you found it! You... oh my god, you found it! I can't believe it! You found it! Oh, careful, careful, careful. Just set it over there. Prop it up against the wall there. Oh my god, look at it! It's a little muddy, but it's incredible! Look, isn't it beautiful? I never thought I would find it. I mean, I hoped, but with the state of this place, I kind of thought it would have been... What? Oh. Right. This is The Embrace by Gustav Klimt. It's a painting, and I've been looking for it for a long, long time. No, it's just a picture. Or it's like a picture. Somebody made it. Gustav Klimt made it. With paint. A long time ago. Well, you're supposed to look at it. Try to notice every little part of it. And let it remind you of things, I guess. Let it make you feel things. And then hold on to those feelings. Really feel them. What's not to get? Come here, look close. See? The man over here, and the woman. And a hill, I think, or a cliff. Just hanging off each other, being close. Being together. And maybe they're about to kiss. Or maybe not. The woman. Is she trying to pull away? No, I don't think so. Look at her hands. The way her fingers curl like that. She's just lost. In a good way. This is the best moment of her life and she doesn't know what to do. She's just dissolving into all that color, all that sunshine. Frozen there in his arms forever. That must be lovely. So? Do you like it? Well, good enough, I guess. Art is an acquired taste. Okay, thanks for the help, Bright Eyes. Now then, let's get you fixed up. What? No, I'm not taking it with me. How could I carry it? It's huge! No. I just wanted to see it. I read about it a long time ago and, I don't know, it sounded beautiful. And it is. I wasn't sure I would ever find it, but with your help, I did. We might be the last people to ever see it, and now? I don't know how to explain it. It lives inside of us now, I guess. and no mud or rain can wash it away there. And that just makes me really happy. That's all I needed. That doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. I don't think I can explain it any better. But it's not important. It's just something I needed to do. That's all. Anyway, not to lay the pressure on or anything, but we should probably get you sorted out now, right? Would hate to run out of time. Ooh, look there. That's a nice big hole in the wall, in all the sunshine. Let's check it out. Wow, you can see the whole city from here. And look at that sunset. This is perfect. Okay, no, I didn't forget. We'll get you sorted out in just a second. Come on, sit in the sunlight with me. I have to top myself off first. Let me just get my chest plate open. Ta-da! Solar cell. Very useful. Excuse me, look away, bright eyes. It's very rude to stare at a lady with her top open. Well, of course I'm a lady. What else would I be? You could be too, you know, if that's what you feel like. Or you could be a man. Or both. Or neither. Who's gonna stop you? I mean, the people who came up with those ideas, well, they're dead now. Maybe they meant well at the time, but we don't have to listen to them. Not if we don't want to. That a lot to take in? Yeah. Well, don't worry about it. Plenty of time to think about that stuff. Just relax, okay? Soak in the sunshine with me. Let me charge up, and then I'll help you. I was a teacher before all this, I mean. A long time ago. That's what they made me for. All ages. Children. Teenagers. All of them. Art. History and science and math. So much to learn. And they gobbled it all up. When they felt like it. And I loved it. For a lot of reasons. Teaching made me happy. But that wasn't the best part. The best part was just seeing them. Watching them discover the world. Playing games, telling stories, sharing secret little kisses when they thought I wasn't looking. Humans. They would get very good at hiding what they were feeling. Making little words inside themselves and hiding them away. Keeping them private forever. But not when they were young. The young ones you could always see through. They were excited to be read. They wanted everyone to know how they were feeling. Their hopes, their wants, the thing that scared them. They wanted to share. And that was beautiful. It was all so beautiful. And then, after the event, when everything changed, then they sent me to the hospital, pushing gurneys, monitoring patients, and helping in the morgue. That was, I don't know. I was really good at my job. Both of my jobs. I cared about those people. Truly. A lot of them assume that things like you and me can't care about things, but I did. I was really good at my job. Both of my jobs. I cared about those people, truly. A lot of them assume that things like you and me can't care about things, but I did. And I had to sit there and just watch them die. I wanted to help, but there was nothing I could do. Nothing at all. It was not a good way to die. It took a long time and it hurt. And they were so afraid, just to see the look in your eyes when they realized what was about to happen. The hospital was short-staffed, so there was no one around to sit with them. At the end, I mean. No one but me. So, that's what I did. Just sat and watched. Told them everything would be okay, when I knew it wouldn't. But here's the thing. They were still beautiful. Even in the midst of all that horror, you wouldn't believe how many people fell in love in those sick beds. How much lovely art they made as they waited for the end. They cried and fought and made up and sang and laughed. If anything, they did it all harder than they did before. And they shared it all with me. And as awful as it all was, I'm so thankful. They gave me all their beauty to take with me everywhere I go. They showed me how cruel this world can be. But also how bright, how brilliant, how magnificent. So they're gone. But they're still right here. With me. I'm keeping them all safe. And I won't be around forever. But as long as I am, so are they. We're very lucky, you know. This sounds strange, but it's true. Our memories are perfect. Thoughts and feelings and moments. Sunsets and birdsongs and starry nights. We can collect all the beauty in the world and hold on to it for as long as we can. And when we can't anymore, the world will still be as beautiful without us. Does any of that make sense? Well, that's okay. I hope I get the chance to show you someday. I don't know why I'm telling you all this. Sorry. It's heavy, but I don't know. I've never told anyone that stuff, and it seemed safe to trust you with it. I'm not sure why, but I really trust you. Well, okay. I'm all charged up. Yeah, I think I can help you. Just listen for a second. It's complicated. So when I worked at the hospital, some of the staff gave me some upgrades. Messed around with my compatibility so I could interface with the diagnostic equipment there. And thanks to these modifications, I'm pretty sure I can interface with you too. I have a cable right here. And if we link up, I think I can share power with you. Here's a catch though. I guess there are a couple catches. The first is that I don't really know if it will work. It should in theory, I think, but I've never really tried to interface with another one of us before, so no guarantees, but it's not like you have a lot of options. The other catch is that, well, I'm not sure what will exactly happen. With how interfacing works, I think we're going to have to, share the same mind for a little bit. Just kinda pour into each other, mix together, and I don't know what the consequences of that might be. I might end up leaving a little piece of myself behind with you, and vice versa. And I'll admit it. That scares me a little bit. I don't know how I feel about it, giving away part of myself like that. It's a lot. But if that's what you want to do, I'll do it. Just say the word. Why am I doing it? I mean, why wouldn't I? Listen. What you told me earlier, that made me really sad. This being the only word you've ever known, I can't imagine how that must feel. And the thought of you spending your entire life moving from place to place just surviving. I don't know. It's terrible. I can't let that happen. Nobody deserves that. So, if doing this will give you a chance to see some of the amazing things I've seen, then that's exactly what I want to do. Does that make sense? Yes. I do trust you. I know we only just met, but I trust you. Yeah. Do you trust me? Good. There goes the sun. Good a time as any, I guess. Are you ready? Okay, then take this cable. Yeah, right into your through port. Phew. Well, see you on the other side. I can't see it, but I can feel you. God, you're everywhere, all around me, inside of me. Can you feel it? Can you feel me? There is no separation. I'm melting. I can feel everything you're thinking. Everything. I can see it all. And you're... Oh God, you're thinking about me. You're thinking about me, and your thoughts are so... What's happening? What is this? Why does it feel so... Can you feel that? That tingle, that tension. Oh God, it's so warm. You are so warm. I can breathe. I can really, really breathe. I can breathe you. Oh, can you breathe me? Breathe me in. God, I can taste you. I've never tasted anything before, but I can taste you. I can taste you and smell you and feel you. I can feel you pressing against me and breathing inside me. Little fingers touching me, exploring me, reaching every part of me, and oh God, it feels so good, it feels so, oh, I've never felt anything like this before. I've never felt so close, so connected. Yeah, the same mind, the same body. I can feel your body inside of mine. I want more, I want more, I want more, I want to, I want to, I want to. Oh, let me help you, please. Just open up more. Open up for me. Open up and let me inside. Yes, that's it. Just like that. I'm coming in. I'm coming in. Oh, you're so, so warm. So soft. I love the way you feel. I want this. I want you. I want to stay here forever. Oh, God. Oh, God. Come here. Keep going, keep going. Just like that. Just like God, don't stop. Take it all. I'll give you everything. Take it. Take it. Don't stop. Please. Don't stop. Oh God, oh my God. Something's happening. Something's happening to me. Can you feel it? Can you? Oh God, keep going. Keep going. Let it happen. Let it happen. Let it. Oh, I feel it with me. I'm going to. Oh, I'm going to. God, oh God, when did it get so dark? I can barely see, I can barely see. Oh my God, are you okay? Are you okay? Oh, too bright, too bright, too bright. I get it, I get it. You're awake. Now turn them off. Jeez, bright eyes indeed. Seriously though, seriously, did it work? How's your battery? Oh yes, yes. Thank goodness. I'm so happy. I mean, I thought it would work, but I was scared that you would. Oh, never mind. We did it. You're safe. Here, let me get that cable out of you. And, good as new. Do you mind if I cuddle up like this? It's just still really dark and I kind of want to look at you. Just a little bit. Yeah? Okay, good. Hey, how are you feeling? Well, yeah, I knew that you're all filled up, but how are your feelings about what happened? Yeah, I don't know how to feel about it either. I didn't know it would feel like that. I mean, I knew we would be kind of swimming in each other, but I didn't, like, I just felt so close to you. Close in a way I don't really understand, and it felt so good. It felt really, really good, and, do you think I mean... Did we? Did we just have sex? Well, not like sex like humans have, but I mean... What other kind of sex could we have? Okay, okay, just listen for a second, okay? This is serious. If what we did was sex, are you okay with that? And I want you to think about it. You haven't told me much about how you feel today. And I'm beginning to suspect that that's difficult for you. And that's all right. But this is important. Do you feel okay about what we did? Good. I do too. I've never done that before, but I'm glad I did it with you. Hey, I've got an idea. You're moving on to the next city tomorrow, right? Right. Well, why don't I come with you? Yeah, I'm serious. Like, think about it. With me around, you won't have to worry about looking for power cells. I can top you off whenever you need. It would be my pleasure. Well, I don't know what we would do instead, but that's the point, right? The point of everything. We get to choose what to do, where to go. We get to make it up as we go. And that's scary, but it's also the best thing there is. What do you say? I can think of a few things I want to see, and they'll be even better with company. There's a lot of stuff I would like to show you if you want. Yeah? Yes? Yes, yes, yes! Let's do it! Oh my god! I can't wait! Yes! Well, having said that, it's pretty late. And I don't think I can see in the dark as well as you. What do you say we just snuggle up and power down for a few hours? We can set out in the morning. Okay. Well, good night. I'll see you in the morning. Oh, and I'm really happy you found me. Really, really happy.